we move into a time of sharing the joys, the sorrows, the places we long for healing in our lives, in the world, and the places that we celebrate together. If you have something you'd like to share, please stand and wait for a microphone. Let us know your name. If you're on Zoom, we welcome for you to unmute and share. And we hold each sharing as a prayer request, as a prayer. How can we pray together?
Ken Littwiller. My younger brother Brian had successful surgery to put a stent in his head and drain to his stomach for a condition that's been building over the years, so we hope that will help him regain balance and so forth. He's the farmer in Illinois, and the other three siblings and spouses are going to meet in Illinois this coming week and sort out some belongings of our Aunt Lois, who you know here. So we pray, we thank God for the successful surgery for Brian, and we pray for traveling mercies.
God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Carmen Groff, I had sent out an email earlier this week and just sharing that my dad's two brothers died within 4 days of each other, unexpectedly. And I thank you for all your kind words. Yesterday was the second funeral, and it was just a good time of gathering with family and remembering these two really great guys. And there's 16 first cousins of my generation, and of the 16, 14 gathered. And so it was a really good time of being together. It was inspiring to remember these two very special guys. And so my Uncle Lorne, it was just brought out how he was such an intentional listener. And in looking at the slideshow photos, his neck was always stuck out, like when he was listening to you. And like his picture showed that, like he was such an intense listener. And my Uncle Millard, he and his wife didn't have children, so they loved every child well. And I mean, all of us remarked about how when Millard came to visit, he brought candy or something he bought at an auction or illegal fireworks or just something. Like he was just so generous. And he went to a small church, and after church, he would just invite a whole group of people, let's go out for dinner, and all the widows or single ladies, he paid for their meals. And I just think like there's just a whole group of people today that who's going to pay for their meal today after church. So it was a hard week, but it was really good.
Carmen, we hold those lives with you as you mourn. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Ruth Kitchen Tillman. I have not been to church. I don't think either of us have been in church for like three Sundays at this point after we had our radiator pipe burst, it turned out, and flooded our entire downstairs. But we have been incredibly blessed. We are incredibly fortunate. The insurance has come through with a payment to replace all the flooring downstairs, which has to be replaced, and to fix the hardwood upstairs, which took 7 days to dry out. So that was a challenging time to live in the house. We're starting to get the house back together, but we're grateful for kind words, for recommendations of contractors, for dehumidifiers. I got a fleet of 5 dehumidifiers drying the place out, which was great because we didn't have the clean out people for about 24 hours. And by the time they got there, they were like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I was like, yes. Yes, but it has been hard. It's been very unsettling for all of us, especially the dog when we had all the stuff in the house. So I appreciate continued thoughts on that just as we probably won't get everything fixed until April, so just sort of learning to live with it. And I'm also grateful, like, Leah Witzig took over with less than 24 hours notice to worship lead, because I had a moment where I was like, actually, I don't have to worship lead tomorrow. I can ask for help. And that was good. So I also, Kate, just a thought I had in response to your sermon. When I was a kid, I think a moment that was important for me was during the first Gulf War. My mom had us praying every morning for Saddam Hussein. She also had us pray for President Clinton, which in my church was a pretty, yeah. And her thought was not unlike maybe what happens with Nicodemus, which was that the way you hold compassion for someone is you look at them and say, what this person is doing is not good for other people, but it's not good for them. It's not good for their spirit. They're not, like, none of them are happy. And so you look and you say, I can want what's better for them. And that, you know, like Nicodemus said, if people have money I've taken, I'll return fourfold. You know, being healed is a step towards healing others. And I think that is perhaps a way to hold compassion for people who are doing very harmful things. Because if they were to be healed, to be transformed, they would not be doing those harmful things. And you can want that for them, and want that for all of us.
We hold that transformative power for all of us, and give thanks with you. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Meredith Weideman in the sanctuary. I also want to thank you, Kate, for your sermon. And I am in the cynical generation, so it is hard for me. I think the other hard, really hard part is when the people doing the harmful things are and saying they are Christians and they are following God's will. We have, I mean, all the national stuff going on, and then we have two sets of very close people who are being shoved out of ministry spaces in a very harmful way by people who have prayed about it and are doing God's will. And just the harm that that does is heartbreaking. So also prayers for people in ministry spaces who are not, I don't know. I don't know. It's just so sad what people do to each other in the name of Christ.
We hold that with you, Meredith. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
This, I guess, adds on a little bit in that same way. I had the privilege of attending a pastor training this week that our conference minister, Amy Yoder McLaughlin, was also a part of. At a point in the week, Amy revealed that Mennonite Church USA, our pastor portal for new leaders, is when you fill out the MLI. She said, we haven't received one of those in about 9 months. I said, is that concerning for congregations that are looking for a pastor? She said, everyone is really anxious right now. So what about you as a conference minister? She said, Ben, it's my job to be a less anxious person in spaces like these. I think about that heartbeat, that anxiety level, and the context, and the, all that we are carrying right now. I really admire people like Amy. Her face came to mind when you said that. People who are trying to be less anxious presence in this moment that we're in.
Amen. We give thanks for the Amys of the world. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
This is Micah Tillman on Zoom to continue the Kitchen Tillman Weideman block. Kate, thank you for saying that Jesus doesn't require faith in order to engage. I had never drawn that lesson from the juxtaposition.
Oh, Micah, we can't hear you. We're going to see if we can get it figured out. Should he try it again? Try speaking again.
Hello.
We got you now.
I have to do this with my students in class too. I said I wanted to continue the Kitchen Tillman Weidman block and thank Kate for drawing the lesson from those two stories about Jesus, that Jesus doesn't require faith to engage. I was raised in the Word of Faith branch of charismatic Christianity, and then in the hyper-intellectualist Baptist branch thereafter. And for the charismatic side of me, everything depends on faith. And so that is very reassuring to hear. It would be also reassuring to hear what to make of the hymn that was just sung, "When Jesus manifestly is not the healer of our every ill." Many, in fact, most ills, I would be willing to say, go unhealed. So what does faith mean in that context, and how does it differ from what happens at Trump rallies, where many things are chanted, many slogans are spoken, and it's not clear to me that anybody there actually believes anything that they're saying, but instead thinks that it's the thing that you're supposed to say, that it's the right slogan for the right team. And I currently cannot differentiate between political sloganeering and hymns. And that's, it makes me sad. But thanks again for the sermon.
We hold the complexity of what it means to love and cured versus healing. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Leslie Webb, and I'm glad to see you here today, Esther, because I wanted to say that, you know, I've signed that statement of Christians against Christian nationalism that was part of what you posted, and just encourage everyone to do it. I also, later this week, now a lot of you probably know about an organization called Indivisible, and I'm going to just post some information about that this week. They've been around since 2016, so they've been fighting against the Trump administration since then. Also, there's another organization called Public Citizen, which is a group that does a lot of legal work and suits, and they have been, they have seven suits right now against the Trump administration and what's happening. And they're part of when recently a federal judge ordered the Trump regime to not destroy records or fire people or transfer funding while she considers the case. So that's an organization, Indivisible, you know, you can get involved. Like they're doing something, it's challenging, this Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, where they're suggesting that people spend no money, don't support anything, just kind of do our own little, I guess, crash of the economy, and to make a statement. You may not like those kinds of things or not, but they do a lot of different things, so I'm not saying that's the most important thing. But yeah, Public Citizens, I think, is, if you're gonna give money, I think that's a worthwhile, really getting something done, place to put your money. Thank you.
We hold the different ways that we can engage and work for justice. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Gloria Horst Rosenberger. I like prayers for my friend from college days, artist friend Irma Martin Yost. She has been struggling with breast cancer for over a year, and this past 2 weeks, she's learned that the cancer has spread to her ribs. She lives at Landis Homes. She hasn't gone to church for probably 30 years. And I'm praying that she will take advantage of the chaplains there at Landis Homes. So I pray for Irma's spiritual healing and whatever her physical healing can be.
We hold the fullness of Irma, before the one who heals. God, in your love,
hear our prayer.
Laura Litwiller in the sanctuary. Thank you to those who participated in the meat canning that happened last week and for those who prayed. The meat canning for the local Belleville committee is over, and they're now in Whitehorse, Pennsylvania, and they did about 40,000 pounds of meat. So praise the Lord, no one got their hands cut off, and yeah, so it's good.
We give thanks for working together to feed others. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
Hard to follow that one, Laura. Kathleen Stayhauer, I wanted to start by just reading the first lines of the poem that Kate sent out this week. I hope you all read it. I sent it out to a number of people, including of those who don't agree with me politically. But it was, reading the news, I start to believe the world wants me closed tight as a fist, only able to batter and pound and destroy. But some wiser voice inside me tells me to be more crocus, more tulips, more peony. It goes on from there, but that image just really spoke to me. And Wednesday, a couple of us attended a town hall meeting with Church World Service Harrisburg and found out that their staff had reduced in 1 week from 55 to 11, that they had all of their funding frozen, and what they were supposed to be reimbursed for what they spent in December was not reimbursed, so they are operating under a deficit. They have several hundred people who had recently come into the country legally, were in their 90-day period. As you remember, the Jalali family who we helped, they had 90 days of services and funds and all kinds of things available to them. All of that is stopped for these brand new people who have come into country in the Harrisburg area. So I also heard on the call that they are sort of farming out different areas of work to different churches in the area and different groups. The Messiah College group of education majors, about 20 of them, have taken over working toward getting kids into schools, that aspect of work. And I heard that our group was providing ESL classes. We had offered that was an area of expertise that we could work on, and they're having us run with it. So we're meeting this afternoon to talk about what that will look like. Our group, thanks to Jim, has also sent, or is trying to send, over $1,000 in grocery and Uber cards. So right now we're actively trying to support the work of the Harrisburg CWS. They also, Catholic Charities in that area closed, and they took over all their clients. So they need our support, and after our meeting today, within the next few weeks, we'll keep you posted on how you can be involved in that.
Let's take a moment again and just hold those who suffer, those who have lost jobs, those who have lost benefits and support. Christ sees each one of us. God, in your love, hear our prayer.
I'm Esther Prinz. Just to add on to that briefly, Ruth Parrish Souter, who attended here for a long time, lives in Lancaster, and I'm her doctoral advisor in the adult ed program. She was also laid off of her job at Church World Service, which meant that she couldn't use those professional contacts to identify participants for her dissertation research. So she had to completely retool how she was going to recruit refugee background students in colleges. So these are some of the very tangible effects that are, and obviously they can't, serve the families that they were serving either, just like in Harrisburg.
For Ruth and others, God, in your love, amen. I will leave this afternoon. I'll be gone all week. I am taking part in a civil rights pilgrimage later this week where each white person has to come paired with a partner who is a person of color. I am really looking forward to the learning. It starts in Atlanta. We'll go to Montgomery, Birmingham, and Selma. So I welcome you to join me in prayer as we pilgrimage. God, in your love. Join me in prayer. Healer of our every ill, light of each tomorrow, spirit of all compassion, fill our hearts, guide us that we may be more like the tulip, the peony, the crocus, that our hearts will not become tight fists, but that we will hold the stories of those who suffer, that we will walk beside, that we will join you in the work of healing and restoration. We come sometimes like the widow, sometimes full of faith, and yet we come, O God, trusting that you see us, hear us, know us. Give us the strength to be your hands and your feet in this world, that we may share the good news by how we live. And hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.